Can they do it, ladies and gentlemen? Sure, we'll get to the Cam Clear stuff coming up. In the meantime, let's focus on the good, ladies and gentlemen. Let's focus on the good. Let's focus on those fighting for a championship at the University of Tennessee. And in what in my lifetime has been in sports, in one calendar year, on a Wednesday afternoon, as we're doing this, courtesy of our friends at Stover's at 4505 Asheville Highway. I couldn't get there today, but I'm there in spirit, and they've got a huge Memorial Day sale coming up, and I'll tell you all about that. Ralph Weekly's joining us now live on the program, head co-coach of your Lady Vols softball team. Softball, unbelievable at this time of the year. When they get into these tournaments, and Coach, when you had guys had your backs to the wall this weekend, and granted, it's self-inflicted when you get to that point. You're at home, and you get in a spot like that, though, and you see your kids come and fight back the way they did. Congratulations, and that's got to make you feel great.
Well, it does, Tony, and I appreciate you having me on. And I'm really proud of them. We've got a really good team. They are resilient, and they show a lot of fight. And we just what happened is Friday night, we ran into a pitcher that ESPN.com, nobody wanted to face from a small school. And she was throwing about 69 miles an hour, and everything was breaking, and it was night. And make a long story short, we didn't score, and she beat us 1-0. So we got even with her the next night. We had a little bit of chance to study her and come back. And but to win four back-to-back in a regional is tough, and our kids did it.
And, you know, you got to feel good, too. Your game is one where not everybody can go to a big school. And so a kid like that that ends up at a smaller place, works on her game, develops, gets a chance on a big stage, even though she beats you, you got to tip your cap to somebody like that, don't you, Coach?
Yes, you do. And she deserves everything she gets in the future. I think she's going to go into the pro league. But I was really happy that our kids were able to fight back and figure out a way to win.
Yeah, and let's talk. What's it like when you walk out there with your backs to the wall, knowing you've got to win two in 2 days?
Well, it's you know, it's not the situation that you want to be in. But as credit to our kids, we've got a lot of leadership on the field, and we were facing again some pretty tough teams. And I thought that Alabama Birmingham was a really good team. They'd beaten Alabama earlier in the season and Georgia, and we just had to play it, and I know you hear this all the time. It's a cliche, but we had to play it one pitch at a time. It's the only way to do it.
Did you orchestrate with Mike Griffith when he wrote your team didn't have grit, Coach? Was that a purposeful bulletin board material for your gals?
You know something? Honestly, we didn't. But when I saw the paper the next morning before we were going to play that afternoon at 4 o'clock, I had my operations officer copy 19 copies of that thing and paste it on their doors when they came in, and told them this is the challenge you're given. People don't question your talent, but they question your resolve and grit. And so it definitely was a helpful tool for us.
Hey, and kids are motivated by that, aren't they? As they should be.
They sure are.
Let's talk here about this Georgia series coming up. We've got Georgia coming up beginning on Saturday. These are big-time games, all games at Lee Stadium, going to be a huge crowd, going to be a sellout crowd there, no doubt about it, going to be shoehorning people in, 12 noon on Saturday. You guys split in the season series and had a late lead in one game, and they hit a home run off of you. Is it an advantage here to see somebody that you've seen through the year? If you had your way, would you be seeing somebody different?
Well, if I had my way, I'd probably want to see somebody different, and so wouldn't Georgia. I mean, I'm sure they don't want to see us again. We've played 7 times over the last 2 years, played in the SEC tournament last year. It was them that we ended up beating for the SEC championship on an 8th-inning walk-off. Every one of the games have been tough. They are very tough. They really are. They've got an experienced team, and we're a tough team, so, boy, I'll tell you, ESPN says it's going to be their premier weekend series, so we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be two good teams and two good coaching staffs and two teams that want to advance to the World Series, so we just got to throw the ball out there and fight it out.
What's the key in that series, Coach?
The key is pitching, No question about it. It's always pitching, Tony, in our game. I tell people all the time they don't call this fast hit or fast throw or fast run. It's fast pitch, and there's a reason for it. Ellen Renfro has not been on her game of late, and Ivy's been above her game of late. And I think they're in the same situation. They got one pitcher that's really hot and one that's struggling a little bit. And quite frankly, we're going to have to get it out of both the Renfros to advance.
Who gets the ball Saturday to start, Coach?
Well, I'd love to tell you, but I better not, because I know the way they are, and I know there's some Georgia fans listening, and I can't tell you, Tony, because they're both two different pitchers, and one of them's a power pitcher, and one of them's a finesse pitcher, and you know, I just would rather not say that now, although I'd love to tell you.
Does the team know internally who it will be, Coach?
Yes, they do.
Very good. And you're going to keep that in-house. Hey, that's laudable and that's commendable that you have kids that will that know and yet will keep that in-house. Is that a difficult thing when you have two sisters that are highly competitive? They both want to pitch. Everybody wants to play. Is that a difficult thing to manage?
You know, it really, really is, and I never thought it would be this difficult. I've been in this game 25 years and been at with a couple of Olympic teams, and never had challenges like this. Not that they're problems, because they're both wonderful girls, but they still, you know, they still compete a little bit, and it's, you know, they pull for each other. But last Sunday when I had to pull Ellen after just an inning and a half, and I had to count on Ivy coming in, you know, who I know was very deeply concerned for her sister. You know, I worried about it, but Ivy came in and came on strong. You don't just worry about the two of them. You worry about the dynamics of the family and everything else, you know.
When it's not going well for Ellen, what are telltale signs that it's not happening for her?
Well, for any pitcher, if it's not going well, it's hitting your spots, you know. I mean, in this game at this level, when 298 schools start the season and only 16 left, you've got to hit your spots, which, by the way, Ellen does very well. I mean, she did against Auburn when we beat them 2-1 in the SEC tournament, but if she gets out there and she's not hitting her spots, then, you know, that's the telltale signs for us. If we're calling the ball down and it ends up high, you know.
It's unbelievable. And Ivy was, I believe, one out from a perfect game when Georgia hit it out on her. So in your sport, Coach, you can never sleep till that final out is made.
Well, actually, Tony, that was Ellen, but she
that was Ellen.
Game going with two outs in the seventh. But, you know, Ellen, in turn, beat Arizona State, the defending national champions at Arizona State, with the World Series MVP on the mound for them. So, you know, pitchers, and I know you know sports, and baseball and softball are pretty much the same. Nolan Ryan said in his pitcher's Bible, I can go out one day and throw a no-hitter, and the next day I'm out in the first inning. And, boy, that happens.
Oh, there's no question. And when they start going south, they're like field goal kickers. It's hard to figure out what's going on. And sometimes you got to hit the reset button, and who knows when to do that. And sometimes they get it back, right? They just, you know, who in the heck knows where it comes and where it goes, as the great Steven Tyler once said. Coach, I appreciate you taking a few for us. Again, you're the feature series this week on ESPNU and their feature series. It's going to be great stuff. Tennessee and Georgia, best of luck to you. Are you sure you don't want to share your game one starter with us today, Coach? I'll give you one more opportunity.
No, I don't want to share them. But, and that the Sunday's game, by the way, is the feature on the main ESPN at 1 o'clock. So Saturday's noon ESPNU and Sunday 1 o'clock. And thank you so much for having me on.
Coach, thank you for the job that you do. Our hopes are resting on you. No pressure.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Coach. All right. Ralph Weekly, one more time. That's good stuff right there. Isn't that interesting? Those sisters are competitive. I mean, you know sisters are competitive, but you would think at that level. Well, I don't know what you would think. I know this much. If I'm coaching a team, I want somebody who wants the ball in their hands, and I want somebody who doesn't want somebody else to have the ball in their hands at all times. 16 past the hour, and Mike Griffith gave them some bulletin board material, so Griff did his job this weekend. Good for him, Griff.